This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. 2019 has been, among many other ways you could describe it, a year of economic twists and turns. The USMCA is all but a done deal. It passed the House today. So, too, in theory, is that Phase 1 agreement with China. Over at the Federal Reserve, kind of the same thing. Four interest rate increases last year, a U-turn to three cuts this year. Most of the time, we can only speculate about what's going on inside the central bank. There are other times, though, like, oh, I don't know, today, when we can just ask. Neel Kashkari is the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis. Also, starting in January, as part of the Fed's regular rotation, he will be a voting member of the Interest Rate Setting Federal Open Market Committee, which is relevant because Kashkari has been saying for years now that lower interest rates are the way to go. Neel, it's good to have you back on the program.
Thanks for having me.
So look, the Federal Open Market Committee, on which, as I said, you will be a voting member next year, has finally decided to start seeing things your way. What happened?
Well, I think we've all been surprised over the last few years how many more Americans wanted to work who weren't being counted. You know, the unemployment rate only counts people who are actively looking for work. And as that rate fell lower and lower, we thought, well, maybe we're getting the full employment. Turns out we weren't. A lot of people came off the sidelines. So the economy is growing. People are finding jobs. That's really good news. And I'm happy that the committee recognized this and we adjusted monetary policy because of it.
Let me put it another way. Is it possible that the Federal Reserve has been wrong all these years about what this economy could sustain, what inflation could bear, what the labor market could bear, and have now seen the error of your ways?
I think we have been wrong. I think we've been wrong exactly what you said, that we can put people to work and have wages grow, and it doesn't necessarily lead to inflation, at least not yet. So let's let the economy continue to run. The American people will benefit from it, and I'm glad we're doing that.
You say continue to run. Is there room to cut rates even more in the coming year?
Well, right now we're in a kind of a pause mode, but I would say if the economy looked like it was slowing down or the job market started to slow down, I would probably be in the camp of, yes, let's give it more support to try to bring more workers back in. I mean, putting people to work, helping them put food on the table for their families, it's just good news. We need to let this continue.
So we had a conversation. I had a conversation with Neel Irwin of the New York Times about a week, 10 days ago, a piece he wrote for the paper, in which he, in essence, said the costs of the Fed's miscalculation have been enormous, right? We would have had more people working. We would have had better standards of living for those people. All of those things that goes along with more people employed in this economy. Why should we trust you, I guess, is the question.
Well, I can tell you this. My colleagues and I at the Federal Reserve are committing to try to make the best decisions we can to achieve the goals that Congress has given us. We're not perfect. We're going to make mistakes. But the good news is we recognize it when we make a mistake and we adjust. And I give our chairman, Jerome Powell, terrific credit for recognizing that we had, you know, over-tightened. And he's led the committee to cut rates and provide more support to the economy.
I don't want to get in. I truly don't want to get into the, oh, my God, the president is criticizing the Fed and all of this. But to what effect have the Federal Open Markets Committee's decisions the past 18 months been skewed by the president's trade policy? In essence, the Fed rescuing the economy from the president of the United States.
Well, we hear when I travel around my region, we hear from a lot of farmers and from exporters that they've been really nervous about the trade wars and the tariffs, and they've pulled back on some of their investments. And so that's been having an effect on the economy. And I think that that has contributed to our own assessment of the economic outlook. But also the labor market, as we just talked about for the last couple of minutes, has exceeded our expectations. I think all of those together were involved in helping drive the Federal Reserve's decision making.
Last thing, Neel, and then I'll let you go. It's easy to look at this from the outside and say, wow, the Fed, I mean, there's a shift going on here. They're really changing the way they're thinking about this economy. Is that the way it feels inside the room?
It does. It does to me. I mean, a year ago, last December, we had just raised rates and we were forecasting multiple more rate increases to come. Here we are a year later. We've cut interest rates instead three times and we've basically forecast that we're on pause for the foreseeable future. That is a profound shift from where we were. And I think it's really good news for the labor market, for the economy. And I'm really happy that we've done it.
Neel Kashkari is the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis. Also, come January, a voting member of the Federal Open Market Committee. Neel, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time as always.
Thanks for having me, Kai.